You are listening to Real World News.
Social trial against parliament at state school in Paraguay. 2 months after Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo was ousted, the new government is clearly defending vested interests, releasing new genetically modified crops, new mining projects by transnational corporations, repression in the countryside through eviction of peasants, and persecution of community radios. However, the social organizations continue exposing and resisting the de facto regime of Federico Francos and the Paraguayan conservative parties. As part of this, on Wednesday, August the 22nd, an ethical trial against the Paraguayan parliament was launched by tens of social, environmental, human rights organizations, and community radios that comprise the platform of Social Organizations for Democracy. The process will last until November of this year, when there will be a formal civic accusation against Congress for failing to comply with its constitutional duties, especially for the arbitrary use of the impeachment mechanism that led to Lugo's ousting. Lugo is still in the country, and he has encouraged civil resistance to the regime. The ethical trial is a citizen-controlled tool on the public administration of power under the Paraguayan constitution. Real World Radio interviewed Norma Jimenez of Sobrevivencia, Friends of the Earth Paraguay. She said, "We believe that we have been taking away our right to citizen participation. Parliament does not represent us and has no right to act on our behalf," said Norma. The tribunal began a process to receive accusation and is expecting that by November the 22nd, there will be a public hearing and a verdict so that Congress will request it to appoint a lawyer. On the same day of the launching of the trial against Parliament, nearly 700 police officers and military police evicted the plot called Tres de Mayo near the capital, where 137 families had been living for a year. A member of the community, Uderio Gonzalez, said the lands were part of the over 7,000 hectares of a plot of land, so that they were negotiating its payment with the owner. "Our bean crops are there, as well as other harvests are growing, and people are going back to reoccupy the lands, even though it is dangerous, because they have no place to live," said Gonzalez. Norma Jimenez of Sobrevivencia, Friends of the Earth Paraguay, said that it only took a fortnight for the de facto regime to show its true colors. She said that they immediately issued licenses for GM maize and cotton events by transnational corporation Monsanto without the necessary period to test they are innocuous. Finally, in the case of Canadian mining corporation Rio Tinto, the public consultations and environmental impact studies that had to be performed before granting the licenses for its installation in the country were suspended. The process for the installation of the mining corporation was planned to be finished in 2016, but it was cancelled during the first 2 weeks of Federico Franco's administration.
You are listening to Real World News.